This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It is a Tuesday afternoon, literally just after 1 o'clock in the nation's capital, and perhaps beyond where you might be listening live. If you're not listening live, it's not going to be 1 o'clock. What can I tell you? It's okay. Whatever time it is, welcome aboard, one and all. We are in the midst of a short week, and man, let me tell you something. Short weeks absolutely suck. There is absolutely no way to properly prepare for this stuff. So, you know, we're guessing along with you as the Commanders are off to Green Bay, Wisconsin, tomorrow afternoon for a Thursday night game. One of two Thursday games this year. Let me just say, I hate all Thursday night games. I hate all Thursday afternoon games. All Thursday games should be banned from the NFL. I don't care if you need something to watch. Find something else. Find something else. All Thursday games should be canceled. They are categorically unfair. They are ridiculous. They suck. I don't care about the extra day off or two that you get on the back end. They suck. They suck. They suck. Let me just say that right off the bat. You know what also sucks and what further sucks is when you have to then travel for a Thursday night game, which one team always has to do. Now, listen, I understand the Commanders travel well. I got it. I was on those flights for 6 years. I'm sure they're even better now. It still does not in any way, shape, or form make it easy on your body, both physically, mentally, emotionally, in which way, shape, or form. There's no chance you have a chance to recover from being in a 60-minute car wreck, having to travel for a couple of hours, two-plus hours on a Wednesday afternoon, not being able to practice at all, glorified walkthroughs, Thursday night games, Thursday afternoon games, even when you play on Saturday like they will later on this year, they'll play the Eagles on a Saturday, and then Christmas Day against the Cowboys, they all suck. And we should all rebel against them, and we should all denounce them. And I'll just continue to say that because, as always, as almost always, I'm right! I guess I was wrong about Bill. I did say from word one, I loved Bill. Back in May, I loved Bill. But I thought maybe Bill might be deactivated if they only went with three running backs. I guessed wrong. I didn't know. Certainly not privy to what Cliff Kingsbury and Anthony Lynn talk about. I know they love Bill. Who doesn't love Bill? We all love Bill. But I was wrong on that. It's the one thing I was wrong on. All right. I was wrong on the Giants covering the 6.5. Oops. Oops. Yeah, sometimes even the very best of the very best is wrong occasionally. I love how a couple of people on Twitter. Now, my guy Todd buzzed my chops, right? So I'm cool with him. But there was another clown yesterday that I mentioned that was, well, what do you said? Yeah, if I was 100% right, you know what I wouldn't be doing? This. I'd be out in Vegas and then out on a yacht somewhere. If I was 100% right, or even close, I wouldn't be here. I like all three of these guys. AMAC taking off his jacket, flexing, showing his muscles. Mad Max with his tribute to Oli Kolzig, Oli the goalie. And his Nationals hat, Nationals surging when it matters the most. Cowboy B licking his wounds, still trying to figure out how to get some glue on CeeDee Lamb's hands. I like working with all three of these guys. But if I was 100% right or even close to 100% right, again, I would be in Vegas half the time and on a yacht the other half of the time. Okay? Because I'd be winning a lot of money. A lot more money than I make from doing this silly radio show. I promise you that. So I ain't going to be right all the time. But I'm right a lot of the time. I'm right a lot of the time. And I don't know why I went down this road, with the exception of saying that Thursday night football and Thursday afternoon football and holiday Thursday football absolutely sucks, because it does. It's brutal. Never mind my own selfish thing. You look at the injury report yesterday, they can't even put out an accurate injury report. It's like a guesstimation. Oh, Jaden Daniels got a wrist injury, but yeah, we're guessing he would have been full if they would have been able to practice, but instead, we have to have a rest and recovery day because, well, on Tuesday, we're going to put Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday into Tuesday. That's right. You might say, well, Wednesday morning, you have a walkthrough. Yeah. So that might be part of Friday and Saturday. You get the point. There is no proper way to plan for this crap. And when the Commanders, if the Commanders play like they're zombies on Thursday night and get ambushed, that's going to be the first thing that I look at. It is. The second thing I'm going to look at is somebody that is going to lead us into our next conversation or our conversation about today's game later on. But I'm going to look at the quick Thursday night. Now, the Green Bay Packers have a turnaround too. But they played at home. They don't have to travel. They did play at 4:25. As we talked about last week, they did play 3 hours later than the Commanders. I got it. So there is a little bit of a leveling out, but they're at home. They don't have to travel. And they have the home field advantage. Right? So I can't exactly say it's even. Thursday night games, certainly Thursday afternoon games on Thanksgiving and Christmas, absolutely suck. It's not a level playing field. It's unfair. It's categorically unfair. It will always be unfair. No matter what the NFL tells you, no matter what anybody tells you, and just the fact that the NFLPA allows it and signed off on it just tells you they don't care about anything other than money, and they are a horribly run organization. And I mean, we already knew that, but they are a horribly run organization because they know better. They know that a car wreck 4 days after another car wreck is not a good idea. It's not a smart idea. Now, do I think it will be a major factor in terms of who plays and who doesn't play in this game for the Commanders at least? No, I don't. Do I think Jaden Daniels' wrist injury is anything really to worry about? No, I don't. But it's got to be something. They listed it, right? Got to be something. It's got to have some effect, right? What happens if it gets banged up during the game? He can play, but it gets banged up during the game. Oh, wait a second. I didn't think about that, Chris. You're right. You know what? Maybe if he was playing on Sunday afternoon and he had a full 6.5, 7 days to recover, there wouldn't be that problem. But because he's got to play on Thursday night, maybe there is going to be a problem with Jaden Daniels' wrist. Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe. It's not about who can't play. It's about who isn't 100% or even close to play in week 2. Never mind in week 16 or 17 when the Commanders have to play on Christmas Day against Cowboy B's Cowboys. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bah humbug. So, if you're wondering, yes, I'm already annoyed that they have to play on a Thursday night in week 2. Majorly annoyed. If you're not, God bless you. Go drink your beer, watch your damn game, not worry about it. I have to worry about it. I have to think about it. It affects my life. It affects everyone. Is there some level of interest and excitement? Of course. It's a litmus test against what might be the best team in the NFC. All right, we'll get back into that in just a little bit. But first, I wanted to open up by wishing everybody a happy National Ben Johnson Day. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Happy National Ben Johnson Day. Day, as Bruce Allen once used to say. Boy, that was impressive, huh? Man, the Bears looked like a well-oiled machine last night, didn't they? Oh, baby. Listen, I'm not going to blame it all on Ben Johnson. Certainly not. Their defense fell apart in the fourth quarter against essentially a rookie in J.J. McCarthy on the comeback trail. But there's a lot. There's a lot to blame on Ben Johnson. What happened to that Bears offense that was so good on that first drive? I mean, boy, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were licking the boots of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. And I would say something else if I wasn't on the radio. Boy, they couldn't just grovel anymore. Oh, Ben. Oh, Caleb. So good. What did they do in the second half? Sure, they scored a late, essentially meaningless touchdown to Rome Odunze with just over 2 minutes left. Sure they did. Got it. Congratulations. He was uncovered. He should have scored. Yes, it was a 65-yard drive. Great. Does it count? Sure, it does. If you watch that game, Caleb Williams was less than impressive, against a very good Minnesota defense, a defense that likes to get after you, that likes to blitz, that likes to get after you aggressively. Now, why didn't they do that as much early on? Well, it's simple. It's what we talk about all the time. It's what we talked about yesterday with Marshawn Lattimore and the Commanders and how they deployed their corners against Malik Nabers and the Giants. You start the game with how you'd ideally like to play, straight up, not moving Marshawn Lattimore from side to side, inside, outside. You'd like to say, hey, Trey Amos, we believe in you. Hey, Mikey Sanristil, we believe in you. And that's exactly what the Commanders did, and it worked out. Worked out probably better than they could have even drew it up. So Brian Flores last night is like, oh, wait a second. This is the first game. Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, there might be some communication issues. There might be some rust. There might be this. There might be that. It's a complicated system. New quarterback, you know, the big article over the weekend about how defiant Caleb Williams is. I'm not going to blow out the bazooka early on. And that they didn't do. Caleb Williams and the Bears went right down the field. 10-play, 61-yard drive. Caleb took it around left end. 9-yard touchdown run. Great. Everything's awesome. And everybody thinks, oh, St. Ben is here. And then what did they do? For the most part, diddly poo after that. Sure, they got a Cairo Santos 42-yard field goal on a 35-yard drive, which essentially is nothing. Yes, they got the late touchdown to Rome Odunze, uncovered on a 65-yard drive with the Vikings up 27-17, and arguably they should have been playing harder, tighter, more aggressively. They didn't, right? There was less than 3 minutes left to go when McCarthy runs it in from 14 and they take that 27-17 lead. So there was a little bit of a letdown. And kudos to the Bears for punching it in 50 seconds. Got it. I'm not saying Caleb Williams was horrible last night. He wasn't. I'm not saying Ben Johnson was a nightmare last night. He wasn't. But they weren't good enough. They were not good enough. There was the overthrow deep down the sideline. I think that was to DJ Moore. Might have been to Odunze. I can't remember. There was the intentional grounding. There was the completion, non-completion, fumble punch out. Now, this is not on Caleb Williams. This is on Ben Johnson. Fumble punch out with the dude's knee on the ground. Somebody's got to see that. And instead, Ben Johnson challenges it when it was pretty clear immediately. I mean, even before they went to the damn commercial break, the ESPN rules official, who I actually like and think is way better than Pereira and all those other guys, Russell, whatever his name is. I thought he did a great job last night. I thought he was right on it. I thought he jumped in aggressively. I never really had paid much attention, but I thought he was right on it. He was like, oh, he's on the knee on the ground. What are we doing here? What are we doing? And then Kevin O'Connell, a master with the kickoff, at the two-minute mark, oh, wait a second, look at me. As soon as you catch the ball, look at me, and I'll tell you whether to come out or kneel down. Now, obviously, if the ball was short of the goal line, he would have had to run it anyway. But that was, hey, man, if you're in the end zone, you're going to take a knee if we tell you to, or you're going to come out if we tell you to, and we're willing to sacrifice some yards so that we don't give them an extra timeout. That's head coaching. That's game strategy. Ben Johnson didn't have that. Ben Johnson was overmatched, as he probably should have been, by Kevin O'Connell, now a veteran head coach, the former offensive coordinator here. KOC's a good dude, and he's turned out to be a hell of a head coach. Ben Johnson was overmatched last night. Caleb Williams was okay last night. He was better, but as Brian Flores got more aggressive, you saw passes knocked down. You saw the arm angle drop. You saw the accuracy all over the place. You saw some of the ghosts of Christmas past. And again, listen, Brian Flores is a badass. And that defense with Greenyard, with Van Ginkle, and they didn't even have Harrison Smith, their best safety. That defense is badass. Javon Hargrave added to it. Jonathan Allen, who's like flopping around, not able to get Caleb Williams and then pounding the ground. Right? They lost one of their guys too during the game. And they didn't have Harrison Smith, their top safety. And yet, they got bullied on the first drive and then said, enough! Enough. Okay, that didn't work. Let's get to it. And after that, they allowed 3 points that ultimately mattered. Sure, again, the Adunze touchdown at the end mattered, or counts, statistically. Did it really matter? No. Because they were down by 10. Why? Because the offense couldn't do anything. Because Caleb Williams was all over the place. Pass knockdown after pass knockdown, inaccurate throws, sidearm throws, slinging the ball around, holding on to the ball too long. They ran the ball a couple of times well with DeAndre Swift, but not enough, and not enough effectiveness. 17 for 53. Caleb had more rushing yards, scrambling yards, than DeAndre Swift did. 58 to 53. That's not the script to beat the Vikings, by the way. Missing wide open guys. Not the script to beating the Vikings, by the way. When you have a 7-0 lead and everything is cooking and everything feels good, it almost felt until that last Rome Odunze touchdown like what we watched Belichick in North Carolina against TCU 2 weeks ago. Now, it wasn't quite that bad, but it almost felt like that. Come out, house on fire, bam, 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 touchdown. Everything's feel good. Place is rocking. You're at home. Oh, look at this. Coaching. Coaching matters. And then nothing. Zippity-doo-dah-day for like 58 minutes. 58 minutes. 55 minutes. Basically nothing. I tell you all the time, coaching matters, yes. Coaching does not matter as much as the players. Coaching matters, yes. Coaching does not matter as much as player procurement. There are some out there, that believe fancy play design is number one over anything at all. No. No. Not even close. Not even close. But happy Ben Johnson Day to everybody who celebrates. Somebody put up, an ex-colleague of mine at SI.com, John Shipley, put up, Cam Little, the Jaguars place kicker, had 14 points on his own. 4 field goals and 2 extra points on Sunday in a win over Carolina. Ben Johnson's offense, 17 points in his first game. Because remember, the Bears scored 7 points in between on an interception return. Otherwise, it would have been even worse for the Bears. Even worse. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling out of the gates. Do you hate Thursday night football as much as I do? Or do you love it because it's just more football? Do you care about any of the factors that I mentioned? Injuries, turnaround time, rest, recovery, proper practice, travel, this, that, and the other thing. Do you hate Thursday night football as much as I do? And what did you make out of little Benny? Little Benny and the Bears last night falling apart at the seams after one series. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thielen in motion. McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way into the end zone. Touchdown.
Joe Buck, Monday Night Football, ESPN. J.J. McCarthy. Boy, was he crappy in the first half, huh? Boy, was he pretty damn good in that fourth quarter. Really, who could have thought that? I guess we should have, but based on the first three quarters, who could have seen that? A 13-yard touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson, threading the needle, capping off a 50-play drive, three plays, 51 seconds. Boom. That was a 60-play drive, 242, six plays. The next series on the Aaron Jones 27-yard wheel route touchdown up the right sideline, three plays, 50 yards, 51 seconds. And this all, again, coming in the fourth quarter. And then McCarthy puts them ahead, not by just a field goal, but by two scores, 10 points, with the 14-yard run, capping off a nine-play, 68-yard drive, 4 minutes and 31 seconds. And then, sure, Caleb Williams hooks up with a wide-open Roma Dunze. My guy Linnell Willingham, who's coming up on Burgundy and Gold today, just came in here yelling at me, "Y'all gotta chill, man. Why do you all hate Caleb Williams? He's just a young kid." I'm hating on Caleb Williams. I'm telling you the honest God's truth. He played great early. Didn't play great in the second half. Even in the first half. Passes knocked down, arm angle, missing guys, missed the wide open throw. That would have been an easy six. Hey, Jaden missed one too the other day to Terry. Overthrew it. Didn't pull the string. Got it. It happens. But I said, Little Benny and the Bears. This is as much for me about Ben Johnson mismanaging a game as it is anything about Caleb Williams. I already know Caleb Williams is inconsistent. I already know that he's up and down like a roller coaster. Depending on who you talk to, depending on what you read, you know that he ain't much better off the field either. There was a scathing column that I posted some excerpts from on Saturday morning, I think it was, from Ty Long, or Ty Dunn, I'm sorry, fourth and long, or whatever his site is. A scathing column. That previous coaching staff, Eberflus, Shane Waldron, all those guys, now you say, wow, they were overmatched. They were, they hated that guy. Couldn't stand him. got him fired. Right? I mean, hopefully that won't be the case for Caleb Williams. He's a DC kid. I have nothing against him. I don't like some of his antics. I don't like some of his mannerisms. I don't care about him painting his nails, especially like, I don't know, there was a suicide prevention message on it. I'm fine. Do whatever you want. If there's a good purpose behind it, gotcha. Cool. But there's other things that people don't even know about that are a problem with Caleb Williams. And then on top of that, there's this notion that Ben Johnson just walks on water and can just push a couple of buttons. How did that work on a Saturday night last January at Ford Field? How did that work for Ben Johnson? Anybody remember that? I do. What is it, 6 turnovers? Huh? Remember that? Oh, that's right. The Commanders. Yeah. And then last night, again, they start off great. And then as Brian Flores cranks up the heat and cranks up the pressure, and granted, that is a very, very good defense to go against. You see just how far Caleb Williams has to go. You see that Ben Johnson strongly benefited from an amazing supporting cast in Detroit. And he's got some pieces. He ain't got Detroit's pieces. And maybe it'll take him all of this year, and there'll be a bullseye-type thing on him next year. Maybe it'll even be at the end of this year. I don't know. Maybe he'll be great. I don't know. Some guys it works out for. Look at Kevin O'Connell. Look at Sean McVay. Look at Matt LaFleur. Look at how it started for Mike McDaniel. Look at how quickly it's going to end for Mike McDaniel. Kyle Shanahan. Look at how great he's been in San Francisco. Very good. Great might be a stretch. He's made 2 Super Bowls. Pretty great to me. The point being is it doesn't always work out, we know. No matter how many accolades people in the media try and throw, and no matter how much they try. Come here, little Benny. Come here. Pucker up. Come here, little Benny. You should have been the Commanders head coach. You really told them, pal. 132, T980. All right. Some of the theatrics. I'll have to rein them in. Do you guys hate Thursday night football as much as I do? That's one of the questions. Thoughts on Monday night football? Thoughts on week one in the NFL? We will get into the biggest concern. The number one concern that you have for Thursday night at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. We'll start tackling that next after a trending alert right here, right now. On the team, 980, the Odyssey app, streaming live as well on iHeartRadio, and tune in. All right, the Commanders on the practice field today, and of course trying to combine all the practice days into essentially one day, and we wait for an official injury report as they get set for Thursday night football and the Green Bay Packers at 8:15. We will have pregame coverage, postgame coverage for you right here on the team at 980. Of course, all of the regular shows, Kevin, me, Burgundy and Gold today, and everything in between. And we'll get you set for a quick turnaround to week 2 on Thursday night against a team that waxed the Detroit Lions in week 1. Meanwhile, the problems for Tyreek Hill continue. His estranged wife has alleged in new court filings that he committed domestic violence, which he has vehemently denied. According to TMZ, Keita Vaccaro alleges that 8 separate incidents of domestic violence occurred in their recent divorce case hearing. And, of course, Hill denies it, calls it a shakedown. He has not been criminally charged. But there has been all sorts of problems with that marriage. She filed for divorce earlier this year, one day after police reported another alleged domestic dispute between her and Tyreek Hill. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins, all sorts of problems on the field as they got waxed by the Indianapolis Colts last week. The Nationals, look at them. Or maybe don't look at them, because here they are, baby. They are. They took 2 out of 3 over the weekend in Chicago's Wrigley Field, and they bumped the Marlins last night, 59-84. A robust 59-84. But they have won 3 in a row. The Nationals tonight back in Miami, well, they will throw Mitchell Parker, which often means doom. He is 7-15 with a 5.87 ERA, 6.40 the first pitch, 106.7 the fan, and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good protection over the middle. It's caught for a touchdown. Jefferson.
Oh, JJ with touchdown number 1 of the year. Until then, he had been largely quiet. Part of the Vikings 3-touchdown fourth quarter and turnaround to win that game, week 1 Monday Night Football. And that is part of our opening hour discussion here. Again, AMAC just walked in and said, why do you hate Ben Johnson so much? I said, I don't hate him. I don't love him. I don't think he walks on water like everyone else does. I think he's a great play designer. I think football is more about Jimmy's and Joe's rather than X's and O's. You have to have Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, whatever physical running back they've had over the years, and they've had a couple, maybe and arguably the best offensive line in football. Mm-hmm. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams, an embarrassment of riches that the general manager, Brad Holmes, who's a badass, put together. You want to know who's responsible for the Lions? It ain't Ben Johnson. Brad Holmes.
I, Do you think it's partly both? Like, because it is like Jimmy and Joe's are part of a team's success, that doesn't mean that an offensive coordinator isn't, right?
Let me just use a perfect example here.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters deserves a lot of credit, right, for the Commanders' quick turnaround.
Yes.
Dan Quinn certainly deserves a good amount of credit, but often gets kind of pushed to the side. I guess maybe figuratively from fans, right, because they don't like defensive-minded head coaches, and the analytics amigos are stuck on this, well, if you're not scoring 40 points a game thing, you're not any good. Maybe that's a stretch, but you get the point. But Cliff Kingsbury gets a ton of credit, right? And Cliff Kingsbury deserves a lot of credit. Nobody is saying that Cliff Kingsbury hasn't done a tremendous job with Jaden Daniels. But if we're doing the hierarchy here of who deserves credit for the Commanders' turnaround, I believe it's player procurement, the guy who ultimately made the decision, staked his reputation, staked his career on Jaden Daniels, and maybe that was an easy decision. Apparently, it was the easiest decision known to mankind, according to some people, but it wasn't back then. And that's Adam Peters, and who supported and built a good supporting cast around him so that they could win 14 games in year one. Cliff Kingsbury certainly deserves credit, has done wonders with Jaden Daniels. But let's be honest. If we're being honest, and I try nothing but to be honest, in my fake hierarchy ladder here, Cliff Kingsbury is fourth on that list in terms of who deserves credit for the Commanders' turnaround. Adam Peters, you could even go Josh Harris, but just saying football operations, it's Adam Peters, it's Dan Quinn, it's Jaden Daniels, and I would put Jaden ahead of Dan Quinn. I would not put him, quite honestly, yet ahead of Adam Peters, because Adam Peters is running an entire operation. That's not an insult to Jaden. Jaden is amazing.
Yeah,
but I would put Adam Peters 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Dan Quinn 3, Cliff Kingsbury 4.
Yeah, see, I look at it more like a car. Like, if you're trying to win a race, right, if you're trying to go out, like, I don't know if gasoline or an engine is more important. In order to win that race, you need both of those things to work. Because, like, yes, there are good teams. Like, I think there are talented teams who don't have good play callers or don't have the right play callers for those personnel, and they're not successful. I think I'm with you 100%. Like, you can't go – it starts with the right personnel. But once you get – especially in this game of football, I think that's why I always loved it. Once you get the right personnel on the field, you still need someone to go out there and execute. Like, Joe Burrow is arguably the best quarterback in the league. Jamar Chase is probably the best wide receiver in the league, but for whatever reason, they can't get it done. I think part of that is coaching. Now, you can argue that, like, their defense lacks the talent, this, that, and the fourth, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's you need both. You can't get to the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl without having one or the other.
Totally get you. Mm-hmm. Totally get you. And completely am willing to acknowledge absolutely you need both. You need more than both. You need a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
To your point, the engine, right? The engine needs gasoline. The engine needs oil. The engine needs pistons. The engine needs other parts, right? The engine needs horsepower, right? You need a lot of different things to make an engine go and for it to hum. Same thing with a football team. My point is, when you came in and asked me why do I hate Ben Johnson, I, again, first let me clear. I do not hate Ben Johnson. What I just loathe is all of the analytics amigos, all of the number nerds, all of the, woo, he ran a fire and ladder reverse. Like, it's the first time anybody's ever done that, that think Ben Johnson literally walks on water. And then on top of that, yes, I'm a little salty about how he handled the Commander's interview process. And then on top of that, I'm a little salty that his offense isn't always great on the road, in division, in bad weather. And then on top of that, supposedly the worst defense ever created by mankind last year, if you listen to other people, the Washington Commanders defense went in there, and sure, they gave up points, and yes, they gave up yards. But they ultimately kept punching and counterpunching and turned the ball over, what, 5-6 times, whatever it was? And won a game on the road that nobody gave them a chance to win, except for them. My point being is, let's slow down on the Ben Johnson train. Ben Johnson is going to be a byproduct of Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams isn't any better than he was last year, or even last night, with limited exception, Ben Johnson's going to be a failure. It's not Ben Johnson that's going to make Caleb Williams great. It's Caleb Williams that's going to fortify Ben Johnson as being great. Because Ben Johnson was nothing. No offense to anybody, was nothing if he didn't have Jared Goff, the best offensive line in the game. Jahmyr Gibbs, another physical running back, whether it be David Montgomery or Jamal Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams. Not to mention Dan Campbell. Not to mention arguably the best general manager in the game in Brad Holmes. Look him up. He might be the very best. My point being is, let's stop patronizing people that, A, don't play the game, B, people that have a fancy play call or two every week, and it gets you all giddy like a schoolgirl, and you forget about the other 58 plays. Right? And yes, Detroit was great with Ben Johnson, largely. They were great. One seed in the East, or in the NFC last year. What happened in that game? He forgot to keep running the ball. They turned the ball over 5 times. Right? Not so great when another team came to play. He wasn't so great last night when the Vikings woke up and came to play. All right. I know this isn't Chicago. I know this isn't the score. I know this isn't a national radio show. I have better personality, better energy, better opinions than those guys. I'm just, you know, we're fresh off of a interesting Monday nighter. And we're going to talk about more than just the Commanders. We just are. But we can talk about the Commanders. And one area that I wanted to start with, again, is why I can't stand Thursday night football. By the way, London Fletcher will join us at 3 o'clock. Before going to Green Bay to call Thursday night football on the radio, London Fletcher, former linebacking great. We'll ask him about Bobby Wagner. We'll ask him about that defensive line kicking ass and taking names. Was it just because it was Russell Wilson and a beat-up offensive line, or did he see something different, as I think we all did? And maybe the answer is both, yes. London Fletcher, straight ahead. I'll tell you what, Dontell, hang on. You'll be first up right after the break. We're going to take the timeout, sort of stay on schedule, not get too far behind. We'll take it right here, right now, and then we'll come back and we'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Again, London Fletcher going to join us right around 3 o'clock, so make sure you stay tuned for that. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
Go in there, get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and it was those were a little bit harder to come by. I thought Caleb did a good job working the pocket there early in the game. And then the running game just didn't feel – I didn't feel the rhythm as I was calling it. There was some good and some not quite so good. It didn't seem like we were all on the same page at the whole time. So, like I said, that's a reflection of me as much as anything else, because what we said, as long as we were – communicating the mic point and we're on the same page, we'd be just fine this game.
All right, that's Ben Johnson, Bears head coach, after his first game as a head coach in the NFL. A loss, quick start, bad finish, even though they scored the late touchdown, rather meaningless. Bottom line, they didn't even score in between outside of a field goal because they got 7 points from their defense. 27-24, the Vikings win. The Commanders will take on both of these teams this year. The Bears coming up in about a month on Monday Night Football for a second time. the Vikings later on this year in Minnesota. Not going to be easy by any stretch. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phones. Also talking about, do you hate Thursday night football? Do you dislike it? Do you like it? Are you amped up? I mean, I'm sure many in this fan base are amped up for the challenge and what it could represent. I don't like it. I don't like it at all because of the quick turnaround, the injury. Not that more injuries happen during the game. The NFL is quick to let you know that. They do a BS study. I do the Chris Russell truth study. There's more guys that can't play, more guys that are not 100%, more guys that are 75% instead of 90%. That's the problem. The NFL will never tell you that. 301-230-0980. Dontell is in Frederick. Let's get him here before the top of the hour. What's up, Dontell? How are you, buddy?
Black guy, what's happening, Chris?
What's shaking, D-Train?
Hey, man, before I get started on the Thursday night football thing, Ben Johnson, is I would say, since you don't hate him, I'm going to say that I do. I'll do it for you. It's just the whole way he handles himself, man. If you check him out, it's the whole way he handles himself. We were literally on a plane to go see him, and then he's going to decide he ain't coming.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, you couldn't let us know before then. Right then and there, I lost all respect for him, Chris. All respect.
I mean, to be fair, they were also going to talk to Aaron Glenn, which everybody had summarily dismissed, right? So it's not like they completely wasted their trip. But to your point, that was not the way to do it. And my understanding is he fired his agent after that because of how bad it looked and because of how bad it became. And that was a guy that, by the way, used to be a part of Mike Shanahan's staff as a young assistant here. So, I mean, maybe he just got bad advice. But, man, you know, he could have easily been the head coach here. Easily. If you believe everyone, and I'm so glad that he's not.
Thank you. I'm glad he's not either. We got the right guy. And real quick, Chris, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Look, Caleb Williams is a fireball. Jaden Daniels is so laid back. These are the differences between Caleb and Jaden. Caleb plays the game like it's the end of the world. Jaden's out there playing the game. I ain't never seen nobody have this much fun as Jaden's having. And when he makes a mistake, he knows that he's not going to make that mistake again. And this is the one thing that I like about – this is a young kid. This is not a veteran quarterback. This is a young kid that already knows that. As soon as I make a mistake, I'll make sure I know what I did. I will not make that mistake again. And I love Jaden for that. And last but not least, Chris, for Thursday night football, we all love Thursday night until it's our team got to play. And when that happens, you just hate it. I mean, we playing from Sunday to Thursday against a Green Bay Packer team. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where I hate the – this is where I don't like the NFL.
On the road.
The NFC Championship game are we at? How does Green Bay get two home games?
And I don't know.
We gotta go see them. I just hate that.
Happens all the time with the Cowboys too. Not all the time, but the Cowboys are often home on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Then they play Thanksgiving Thursday afternoon at home. They don't have to travel. They're home for both games. They get to sleep in their own damn bed, and the Commanders always have to go down there or whoever.
So true. It's so true, man. I just don't like the fact that we got to go to Lambeau on a short weekend.
I know. I'm with you. Love you, Dontell. Appreciate you, buddy. That's my guy, Dontell and Frederick. Awesome call. He's like, I know you don't want to say you hate Ben, but I do.
Yeah, I'm learning that, like, that's a common sense. Like, Max was in here talking to us about, before he left, he was in here talking to us about the process of, like, hiring a coach once Josh Harris took, you know, control of the team. And I remember them, vaguely remember them talking, like, Ben Johnson's name, but I forgot about the process. So he told me his gripe. And
by the way,
now I'm hearing you.
By the way, everyone in the media, for the most part, outside of me and John Keim, anointed Ben Johnson as the odds-on favorite, the number one guy, the this, the that, the whatever, the runaway choice. Everyone, okay, besides me and Keim. The Commanders never did, to be fair. They said this is an open process, and they never skipped a beat. Oh, and they hired the right damn guy. Think about it. How much better are they with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury than little Benny? How much better? That's also why we're spending as much time on it today as we are. 301-230-0980. We'll get to Ross and Tampa on the other side. We'll get to you on the other side. And the number one concern you have going into Lambeau Field on Thursday night is London Fletcher at 3 o'clock on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.